room with 2 Peter 3, verse 10. Again, God expressing patience towards men in regards to the execution of His plan and judgment on behalf of God's volition does not mean that it's not going to happen. But His plan will indeed be fulfilled and executed accordingly to His perfect time. Verse 10 deals with this situation, titled Vision and the Fire Demise of the Universe. Looking at the Greek here, Peter now proclaims the coming of Christ openly. But the day of the Lord will come, as he compares it, like a thief. You have your conjunction death, D-E. Day is our noun, hemera, H-E-M-E-R-A. Here the day of the Lord. The Lord, descriptive. Kurios, K-U-R-I-O-S. Will come. Will come is a future active indicative, denoting a future certainty. Heko, H-E-K-O. To come or arrive. Used 26 times. Then you have your comparative conjunction, denoting a simile. Hos, H-O-S, like, as, a thief. Our noun for thief is kleptes, where we get kleptomaniac from. Klepto, K-L-E-P-T-E-S. Kleptes, we saw it back in 1 Peter 4:15. In which, your prepositional phrase here obviously reference to the day of the Lord. Preposition in, plus your relative pronoun here in the feminine singular, matching the gender of hemera, feminine, hos, H-O-S. The heavens will pass away with a roar. The heavens with the definite article in the plural, the noun uranos, O-U-R-A-N-O-S, will pass away. Is the future deponent indicative of par erchomai, compound verb, P-A-R-E-R-C-H-O-M-A-I, to pass away or pass by, disappear. We saw this back in 1 Peter, also chapter 4, verse 3, with a roar. With a roar is the adverb, roi zedon, H. R-O-I-Z-E-D-O-N. Roi Zedon, literally of a noise, indicating sudden and violent movement. Hence translated with a roar. It's a hot pox only used here. And the elements will be destroyed with intense heat. You have the conjunction death, repeated, D-E. Our noun here for elements is the nominative neuter plural of stoichion, S-T-O-I-C-H-E-I-O-N. Literally, this noun means first beginning, hence element or principle. The rudimentary elements of anything that belongs to a basic series in any field of knowledge. In grammars, it would be like the ABCs, the rudimentary elements of the alphabet, and speech, basic sounds, in geometry, the axioms, in philosophy, the givens. Here, it looks to the elements of the periodic table that make up our substance and matter, inclusive with all this atoms, etc. Translated elements in the plural. The elements here will be destroyed with intense heat. Will be destroyed as the future passive indicative of our verb luo, L-O-U, which means to loose, to free up. Hence the bonds that hold all the atoms together will be freed up. Translated loose, released, destroyed, being consumed by intense heat, literally. These are adjectival participle present passive that cause sao, K-A-U-S-O-O. Used two times here, and we'll see it again in verse 12. And the earth and its works will be burned up. Connected kai, A-A-I. Earth is our noun ge, G-E. And connected kai repeated, also is how you would do it. And the earth also, its works is the idea. Adjunctive use. In it, literally in the Greek, you have the preposition in, plus your personal pronoun. In the feminine gender, reference to the earth, autos, A-U-T-O-S, simply translated its in the English. Works is your noun with the definite article. In the neuter, plural, to ergon, E-R-G-O-N, will be burned up. We have a textual variance here showing and reading the future passive indicative of our verb heurisko, H-U-R-I-S-K-O, which means to be found. And it doesn't make any sense. They suspect a textual corruption in regards to the text. The Sahidic version and one manuscript of the Harclean's Syriatic version includes the negative, will not be found, which that makes sense. So, but the better one, one we're going to go with, in the manuscripts, Alpha, with these numbered manuscripts, 48, 49, 56, etc., the Byzantine Lex Syrian Kapo F, all read with the particular verb kata. Kaesetai, K-A-T-A-K-A-E-S-E-T-A-I. The New American Standard follows that particular word, will be burned up. That's an acceptable vocabulary word here for this context. All right, let's go ahead and take our break.